Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
It's time for the old product refresh, introducing the brand new Surface Pro from Microsoft.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Microsoft this week has introduced a brand new Surface Pro device. Can it revive the sales of the product line after a particularly stinging slide in the most recent quarter? That's the question. Here to dive into it all and more from our tech bureau is the Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Tanya.
So this is what's known as a product refresh,
sure,
I gather.
Sure.
Last month, revenue was sliding significantly. Mm-hmm.
26%.
26%.
Yeah. For the whole Surface line of computers. Yeah.
What's behind that? What does Microsoft have to say about the market for a device like
this? Yeah, well, okay, so there's a couple of things, right? So there's what Microsoft is saying what's behind
exactly.
it, and then there's what's, you know, some other factors that are going on. So what Microsoft's chief financial officer, Amy Hood, said on the last earnings call, she attributed the decline to two things. One was stiffer competition on prices from competitors, and then the other thing was a pretty candid admission that there were just too many older Surface computers mm-hmm. on the market, which I took as code for, like, we need to refresh some of our different models. And that's criticism that's been, you know, thrown at Apple, too, over some of its devices. It hadn't updated some product lines in a long time, and that eventually starts to hurt sales. I think it'll hurt some company like Microsoft a little bit more because they don't have that zealot fan base. They, you know, people don't just run out and buy a Surface because that's just what they do. Microsoft still needs to show a compelling hand to get people to do it. Having older machines still out there isn't that doesn't help.
Right. You know, obviously the market is super saturated with all these devices. Might there be enough to maybe pull it back into contender territory?
Oh, I think so. You know, the fascinating thing about the Surface products is how Microsoft, when it first launched these things, they were a joke. You know, Microsoft making hardware, ha, ha, ha.
Exactly. They made such
it really gave Microsoft credit for just sort of soldiering through that. And it had a plan. And it went from one device to many different devices, including this refresh of the Surface Pro, which is technically a tablet. But which you'll never hear that word come from Microsoft.
Right.
They keep calling it the best laptop out there. It's a pretty solid product. So, you know, it's a compelling offering for the company, and it completes their plan to really have a piece of hardware for all the different categories, from desktop down to professional notebook to or laptop to a more of a lighter laptop to now this kind of hybrid-y tablet.
So ultimately, you have all of the features that were winners from previous models, a new keyboard, a new Surface Pen, the Surface Style, all things familiar, all things that are being enhanced. One thing that I'd love to get your thoughts on this. One thing that stuck out at me was, unlike Apple, Microsoft kept a full-sized USB port on the side of the Surface Pro, which this USB thing, the jury's still out on it, but apparently USB-C is the future, but most people still own so many standard-size USB gadgets. So in keeping this, Microsoft makes a very specific move. I'm wondering the thinking behind it.
Well, I think with a company like Microsoft, what you're going to see more often than not is to not just rip existing functionality, out of the hands of its users.
Right.
Right. Whereas Apple will disregard that more often.
Interesting.
Right? And so I think for Microsoft, their DNA is still to be pretty utilitarian. And in that regard, everyone still uses the USB. There are still a bazillion peripherals and attachments that need it. Actually, I think Microsoft would pitch that as, and they have in the past marketing campaigns, as a strength. Like, we don't chintz on some of these things. Like, we are a full-fledged piece of hardware, and all the things that you know and love, you're going to continue to be able to do.
You know, you bring up marketing. Since 2013, when the first Surface Pro was introduced, it's seen many reincarnations. Many numbers. This time it ditches the number in the name. That's a very trendy move lately, and it seems to, Apple seems to have done well with it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, so much of these things comes down to marketing.
Yeah, right.
Right? And, you know, when your number gets up to five, it's just, it doesn't feel new. It doesn't feel fresh. You know, it reminds you that this is just yet another in a long line of devices. And eventually, I think the Microsoft executive said in an interview with Jay Green, a reporter, it just starts to get silly after a while. And
yeah.
And I agree with that. Like, at some point, the numbers are just meaningless.
We can have a 12.
Yeah. You know? Microsoft went from Windows 8 to Windows 10, and everyone's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Who needs 9?
Yeah, exactly. You know? No one really thought much of it. So,
I kind of agree with some of this stuff. You know, you just, you have your Surface Pro or your iPad Pro or whatever you want to call your device, whatever that name is, represents the latest, greatest model available.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald about the new Microsoft Surface Pro. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You rely on The Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys, delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thank you for joining us. So this is obviously an enhancement. The new Surface Pro is hoping to find that balance between price, mobility, and cool features. Yet, and this is key here, it lends itself to a certain familiarity. Is that the secret sauce, perhaps? And is that the strategy that Microsoft is banking on, ultimately?
Yeah, Tanya, I think you're right that in that Microsoft's going to try to straddle two worlds. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to be innovative and cutting edge where they can, differentiate where they can, but also feel very familiar to people who have to like do tasks and produce stuff like Excel sheets and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you just can't burn those users by deciding like we're just not going to include this particular port. That, you know, that it's just not, again, it's not in that company's DNA. So I think, yeah, they're going to, you know, when you do a product refresh, you know, your fifth generation or whatever generation device this is, it's technically the Surface Pro 5. I'm not sure if it's the actual fifth generation.
Right. Yeah.
I've lost track.
Exactly.
But, you know, there comes a point now where it is, you know, you're really just looking to keep your battery up to standards, your processor speed up to standards. Make sure you have, you know, the fastest processors and chips and RAM, et cetera, and more storage, et cetera. And that's what a lot of this kind of, you know, when you refresh your product device, that's really sometimes what people are really looking for. You know, is you just want whatever the fastest beefier storage option is available today. And if you don't, you know, refresh your product line in 2 years, you've got usually a two-year-old chip in there, which means it's just going to be slower. So I think with this particular refresh, that speaks to a lot of what they're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the refresh is obviously a very specific strategy, so it'll be interesting to see if it, you know, if it finds that hook. Brian, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. For more, head to wsj.com/tech. So ends this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thank you for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.